This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Yesterday I asked the question, are you driven by resentment? When you look deep down in yourself, do you say and do you see the fact that you resent people? You can hold on to that hurt. It becomes resentment and in fact it becomes a great destroyer of relationships. The Bible says in Proverbs 10 verse 12, hatred stirs up trouble, but love overlooks the wrongs that others do. And so I think that the only way really to let go of resentment is to replace it with love and ask God to help you to do that. You really can't do it in your own strength, but God brings and gives the divine grace that you need. Job, in Job chapter 5 verse 2, again from the Old Testament, says, to worry yourself to death with resentment would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. That's amazing, isn't it, how scriptures make sense. They get straight to the heart of the problem. Dr. Rick Warren is known around the world for the New York Times bestseller, A Purpose-Driven Life. And he talks there in his book about resentment. You might be driven by resentment, he said. Resentment always hurts you more than the one resented. Those who hurt you in the past cannot continue to hurt you unless you hold on to that pain. You're only hurting yourself with your bitterness. The doctors say that a lot of people, he said, could leave their hospital bed today if they knew how to get rid of resentment over things that they have done to others and the things that others have done to them. So I think what Dr. Warren was saying, that if you don't forgive and forget, you will remember and resent. So even when you are right, you're wrong. Let me explain that. If you are angry and resentful, it's nearly impossible to understand the other person's perspective when you are resentful. You just can't see it clearly. You can't negotiate properly, even if you were correct in that situation. So you're talking there about something that's negative. And so it can magnify the negative aspect of something and blowing it out of all proportion. So it makes the other person angry as well. We might say, well, look, you just don't see it. You don't get it. You don't see my perspective. So what I'm saying this morning is don't be driven by resentment and anger. It's this feeling of a deep and bitter anger. And people are often driven to withdrawal symptoms. What I mean by that is they sort of hibernate from all activities. They cut themselves off from people. But of course, we are meant for people. We can't really do it in isolation, in fact. So what I'm saying, the truth is that resentments hurt you more than the person that you actually resent. Some people, of course, are different. They lash out with their outbursts and their tantrums, if you like, and exploding in anger and resentment. So really, anger is a very strong emotion, and so is resentment. But I think we've got to let go of this. Those who've hurt us in the past, really, they don't have the power unless we choose. Forgive, let go of that. And showing this resentment won't help you. But there is a divine purpose by allowing Jesus Christ to give you a new way of looking at that person and a new way of looking at life. The psalmist in Psalm 37 verse 8 says, don't be angry or furious, for anger can lead to sin. So we need to give this to God. And try to understand that payback, if you like, or vengeance, is not your business, it's not mine, it's up to God. I can trust God, it's his business, and that what I have to do is try to learn the matter of forgiveness. Well, Lord, I thank you for being close enough to hear my prayer today and to listen to my heart, because we live in a world where everything seems ignored, and we can always trust you that you will hear us, because your words and love are really the only things that will go on forever. So I need to let go, Lord, of the anger and resentment, but I can't do it on my own. So God, please remove it from my life so that I can start a cycle of hope and learn those important relationships do matter. Give me patience, give me kindness so that I can reflect what it means to be a real Christian. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.